KCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the Internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today, coming your way from the VCY American Network. And again, I just want to say at the outset how much we appreciate the many stations that provide Crosstalk to you each and every day. And as you have been appreciative of the information you receive, one of the ways you can show us thanks for it is by supporting your local radio station, the Christian station that brings you Crosstalk. A number of you listen to us over the Rejoice Broadcast Network, of which Rejoice is right now involved in their Share-a-thon. And we would encourage those of you who listen to us over WPCS and the many, many affiliates of Rejoice to get behind and support them and with your finances, and let them know how much you appreciate Crosstalk airing through their network. But again, just a reminder, and other stations are holding Share-a-thons at different times here this fall. Be sure that you get behind and support your local station. Let them know how much you appreciate being kept informed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, do you remember the last time things really started going slow on your computer, or perhaps certain functions just stopped working? What'd you have to do? Well, you maybe had to hit the refresh button, or you may have had to push the reset button and do a reboot. Remember that? Or maybe you've got a smartphone or a smart pad with touch screen control, and when you touch on the screen one place, all of a sudden something else comes up. You may have to go through a recalibration on your smart device there as well. And that's what we're going to be doing today on Crosstalk. We're going to recalibrate. We're going to reboot. We're going to refresh. You see, the ideas and issues that are going on today are heavy. Matters are pressing across this nation and around the world. We're in the midst of COVID-19, looking at a wide variety of responses to it as well, from closures to limiting services. We've seen churches that have been shut down, or churches who have been told, you cannot sing, you cannot meet, you can not have these Bible studies, even in some locations cannot even have that going on in your home. The list of government overreach has just been extensive. We also have a president that has just returned to the White House last evening due to COVID, and praise the Lord, a good report from the doctor today pertaining to the progress that's been made. But today it was just announced also that a senior Pentagon leadership's in quarantine after exposure to coronavirus by a Coast Guard commander, and the list goes on and on and on. Not only this pandemic issue, but we're also in the midst of a very contentious election. An election in which we are just seeing all kinds of barriers and roadblocks and rhetoric that is going back and forth. We're also just days away now from hearings to begin in the Senate Judiciary Committee for Amy Coney Barrett from the U.S. Supreme Court. We've got those that are pushing us toward a cashless society, getting used to not working with in-person people at the bank. Bank doors have been closed for the most part. Appointments only must go through the drive-in facilities. And others who are saying cash is dirty. We need to go totally cashless. And global governance is kicking in on so many different fronts. The pressures are building worldwide for global responses, global government in so many different regards. So as I mentioned today, with all of these things going on, we're recalibrating. We're hitting refresh today, and we're doing a reboot and taking time from all of those issues today to pause, taking a pause in order to praise. And that's what we're going to do today. And we've done this, it's been some time since we have done this here on Crosstalk, but as we sometimes get discouraged by all that's going on in this world, I think of what it says in Psalm 42, verse 5. It says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Verse 11 also says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the help of my countenance and my God." And perhaps you are feeling heavy. Heavy, you're feeling burdened with all that's happening in the world today. And it says, the psalmist is saying, "Yet I shall praise him. I shall yet praise him." And friends, today that's what we're going to do on Crosstalk. We are opening our phone lines and just have you finish this phrase, "Today I'm praising the Lord for." That's, and then you just complete the blank. Okay, today I'm praising the Lord for, and I believe it's important that we encourage one another, even in the midst of all the issues and the trials and the struggles and the challenges that are going on in this world today. Today I'm praising the Lord for. You finish the blank and pick up your phone and give us a call at Crosstalk. Our number is 1-800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. While we'll not have time for lengthy conversation, it may even be a sentence. Today I'm praising the Lord for. You pick up your phone and call. And this is one of those programs that we call them a rapid fire, whereby people will call, and right now all the lines are busied up right away. But as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that means that line will be free. So even as all the lines get busy here right away, just call us, write down our number, and then as you hear somebody hang up, use that opportunity to call us at 800-733-9829. We're not talking about issues today. We're not going to talk about the latest matters that are going on. Today we're just asking you to simply call and finish the phrase, "Today I'm praising the Lord for." And we're going to pause for praise today, just as Scripture tells us to do. Psalm 34:1 says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." So let's pause for praise today. We're going to begin in Dallas, Texas. And John, today I'm praising the Lord for.
Well, I thank Him for the Word, His Word that He gave us, His infallible, inerrant Word. And I think of the first Scripture I ever put to memory, Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble.
Amen.
And He knows those Amen. Who Amen. Trust in Him.
Amen. Thank you, John. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Kenosha, Wisconsin. Dave, I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising Father God, Yahweh, for faith over fear, for family, for freedom, for liberty, for truth, for justice, for God. Okay. Amen.
Thank you, Dave. Manuel, in Phoenix, Arizona, you're on the air.
For salvation and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you, Manuel. Jeff is calling from Superior, Wisconsin. I'm praising the Lord for.
Yes, I praise God for the faith of our fathers, the founding fathers of our country and in our Judeo-Christian tradition.
Amen. Thank you for your call. Let's go to Ed in Mount Sterling, Kentucky. I'm praising the Lord for.
His faithfulness.
His faithfulness, new every morning. Great. His compassions fail not. Thank you, Ed. Let's go to Somerset, Kentucky. And Gabriel, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm praising the Lord because of every blessing He bestowed upon us. And even though the world seems to be coming on our shoulders, He is still in control.
Amen. He certainly is. Thank you, Gabriel. We appreciate your call today. And again, we're just having you finish the phrase, "Today I'm praising the Lord for." Pick up your phone, give us a call. If you get a busy signal, try us back as soon as you hear somebody hang up. The number at 800-733-9829. We're going next to Otsego, Minnesota, and Mary is calling. You're on the air.
Today I'm praising the Lord for what He has already done.
Amen. Thank you, Mary. Let's go to Mark next in Rock Springs, Wisconsin. Mark, today I'm praising the Lord for.
His love that endures forever.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you for your call. Doug in Pensacola, Florida, I'm praising the Lord for.
God's sovereignty, and He is in full control. We praise the Lord.
Amen. Bertha in McAllen, Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm praising the Lord for good health, my family, and just for freedom and for our president, that he is home and in the White House, and for you all.
Thank you for your call today, Bertha. Trevor is next in Wausau, Wisconsin. I'm praising the Lord for.
Praising the Lord for another day to wake up and repent and confess and live in His grace.
Okay, thank you, Trevor. Let's go to Dave next. Hi, Dave, you're on the air. You're praising the Lord for.
Hi, Jim. I'm praising Him for His promise of His second coming.
Amen. Thank you, Dave.
Bless your day, Jim.
Thank you. Christine in Racine, Wisconsin, I'm praising the Lord for.
That His word is truth and that He cannot lie. He has told us the end from the beginning, and His plan will come to fruition.
Amen. Thank you for your call. Let's go next to Eunice in Boise, Idaho. I'm praising the Lord for.
for Jesus' promise that he's coming back to take me to the Father's house.
Hmm. Thank you, Eunice. Let's go to Donna next in Albany, Kentucky. Donna, I'm praising the Lord for
his faithfulness. He's always consistent, always the same.
Amen. Thank you for your call here today. Just taking your phone calls from across the country. Again, we're taking a pause from the many, many issues, kind of doing a reset, a redialing here, and giving you opportunity. Today, I'm praising the Lord for. Let's go next to the state of Indiana. Gary, thank you for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
I'm thankful for Jesus dying on the cross and shedding his blood so that we can have salvation.
Hmm. Amen. Thank you, Gary. Joyce is next in Canton, South Dakota. I'm praising the Lord for.
For a terrific Bible study group that I belong to, about eight ladies. We meet every 2 weeks and we support each other spiritually. And, it's just a total blessing.
Hmm. Amen. Thank you for your call, Joyce.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And let's go to Jan next in Wisconsin. I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for healing my cancer and my heart disease 41 years ago when I switched to the first diet he ever mentioned in Genesis 1:29, 100% raw vegetarian.
Thank you, Jan. Russell is next in Paducah, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Yes, sure. Appreciate y'all's program, and I'm praising the Lord today for our churches and our country and the leaders, and for the first responders, troops, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much.
Thank you, Russell. Let's go next to Tanya in Ohio. I'm praising the Lord for.
Pulling me out of my addiction.
Hmm. Praise God for that deliverance. Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you.
Next is Kevin in South Dakota. I'm praising the Lord for it.
Jim, thank you for so much that I praise God for you and your program. You're not a fearmonger. You speak the truth of God and encourage us. And encourage us in this day of struggle and trial.
Yeah.
But the main word is sovereignty. God is sovereign. All things are working out through his purpose and plan. So
amen.
I'm so grateful for his sovereignty.
Amen. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
God's in control. He is in control. Never has to call an emergency meeting when things happen as world conditions change. In a pandemic, God is in control. Let's go to Antoinette in Muskego, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Well, I was in the seat of Wisconsin, but first of all, I'm grateful for finding your station. And second of all, I'm grateful for God giving us this Indian summer so I can soak up all this vitamin D.
Thank you for your call. Let's go next to Ralph in Mesa, Arizona. I'm praising the Lord for.
Yeah, I'm praising the Lord for the talent he gave me with artwork and that I've been able to share it with over 700 people.
Hmm. Thank you, Ralph. Everything we have comes from him.
Yep.
Great. Thank you for your call. We're just a few seconds from the break, so I'm going to just pause before we pick up our next call so we don't have to cut you off. But today, we're pausing to praise. And as the psalmist said, he hath put a new song in my heart. In my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it in fear and shall trust in the Lord. Let's praise the Lord today here on Crosstalk. Back in a minute on the VCY American Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, how fast are the continents eroding?
Chris, the answer to this question might surprise you. We know the volume of the continents above sea level. When rain falls on the continents, it erodes them grain by grain, and we can measure how much solid material is in the water as it finally reaches the ocean. As it turns out, the continents are eroding at such a rapid rate, they'll all be gone in 14 million years. But according to evolution, the continents are hundreds of millions of years old. Yet they're eroding so fast that they're not going to last. Something is wrong with that millions of years picture. The measurements we make are much more in line with the creation, flood, young earth account. The continents don't fit the evolution idea, but they do fit the back to Genesis idea.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
I've so often thought about Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, where Joshua proclaimed, "As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord." And all the people said, you know, "Amen, we're with you, Joshua. Your God is the God is the one we're going to serve." And then we go to the book of Judges, and it says also that generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. Folks, we don't want to be that generation that forgets God. And we need to praise him and take time to praise him. We don't want to pass our ingratitude on to the next generation. We don't want to just pass all the issues on. We want to make sure that this generation knows that it's in God whom we trust. And we look to him here even for the issues that are going on in our world today. Even as we're reminded in throughout Scripture, Psalm 45, verse 17, "I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever." Let's do that today here on Crosstalk as we pause for praise. Our lines are packed right now. As soon as you hear somebody hang up, that's your opportunity to call. You can write down the number, which is 800-733-9829. Let's go right back to the line. Sandy is calling from Newark, Ohio. Sandy, I'm praising the Lord for...
I am praising him because no matter who is president, Jesus is king. I also am praising him for his presence with me every single day of my life, and one of those avenues he chooses to show me is through your station, BCY.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, Sandy. Let's go to Diane in Liberty, Pennsylvania. I'm praising the Lord for
each new day, and that I live in this beautiful country of the USA, and that he knows all things, and he has all things in his control.
Amen. Thank you for your call, Diane. Lad is next, calling in from Racine, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Lad.
Yeah, hi, Jim. I'm praising the Lord for VCY America that I got saved through a message for Charles Stanley through your ministry. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank you, Lad. Melinda in Milwaukee, I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for the gift of discernment. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, Daniel in Chicago, I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for his everlasting love.
Amen. Thank you, Daniel, for your call today. Gary is next in Joplin, Missouri. I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for each and every day that I get to walk with him and learn more about his love for me, and to think that the Almighty God who created the earth and the heavens still looks down at someone like me as important to him. And I just praise the Lord for that.
Amen. Thank you for your call, Gary. Jeremiah is next in Ohio. I'm praising the Lord for.
Praising the Lord that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen. Thank you, Jeremiah.
Thank you.
Edwin is next in Nampa, Idaho. I'm praising the Lord for.
Yes, I am praising the Lord for his love, his mercy, and a good point that you brought up was that the generation of people who are growing up, the teenagers, the young people, really need the Lord, and I think that some of the parenting has gotten really slack on teaching our kids the value of the Lord and the Savior, our Savior Jesus Christ. And I just want to praise the Lord for just being a gracious God.
Amen. Thank you, Edwin. Carl is next in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I'm praising the Lord for.
A godly senior men and women who, despite COVID, are still faithful to Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Carl. Let's go to Missouri. Pastor Mark, I'm praising the Lord for.
I am praising the Lord for the imputed righteousness of foreign righteousness, but the imputed righteousness of Christ into my spiritually bankrupt account. Mm-hmm. God made him who knew no sin to be the sin offering on our behalf that we might become the righteousness of God in and through Jesus Christ. Had he not done that, I would be on my way to hell. His imputed righteousness. God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. We've got JT next in Waniwok. I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for tracts. For as little as three a day gives over 1,000 people a year to receive the Lord, and they're as cheap as $11. $11 for 20 stamps.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go wrong. God's word never comes back void. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, JT, for being a great ambassador. Ginger is next in Cookeville, Tennessee. I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for saving an old sinner like me, that he's coming back to get his church and take us home. and I praise him for my sons and all his blessings.
Amen. Thank you, Ginger. We've got Mike next in Zanesville, Ohio. I'm praising the Lord for.
Yeah, this is Mike here. I praise the Lord. I wish there would be peace on the earth and no more baby killings. And I praise the Lord for you, Jim, and everybody on that station.
God bless you, Mike. Thank you for calling today. Donna in Kentucky, I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising for the Lord for everything that you have done for me. Doing for me, and that you will do for me, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Donna. Let's go to another Kentucky caller. This is Tina. Hi, Tina. You're on the air.
I praise the Lord for his grace.
Always sufficient. Thank you, Tina. Thank you for your call. And from Kentucky, we go to Montana. Loretta's calling. Loretta, I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for him fighting our battles. And I'm thankful that we don't have to worry, that the victory is his already.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Psalm 56:4 says, in God I praise his word, in God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Our trust is in the Lord. Thank you for your call. Next to Lake Mills, and Brian is calling. Brian, I'm praising the Lord for.
Yes, hi, Jim. Yes, I'm praising the Lord for my pastor. Pastor Rob Strout from Lake Mills, Wisconsin, Rock Lake Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful pastor, God-fearing, and he preaches God's word from cover to cover.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for the call, Brian. And Lord willing, next week we have a program lined up for Pastor Appreciation Month. Hope you'll be with us. Brad in West Dallas, Wisconsin, I'm praising the Lord for.
That we have the Bible that he gave us, that we can read, and we can know him, and we can know what he says and know what he thinks. And thus, we will not be taken in by false teachers that we've heard about during the last hour.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
Julie in Fort Atkinson, I'm praising the Lord for.
The influence of Christian parents. If my father had been living today, they would have celebrated 69 years together. Thank you.
Thank you. Brian in Duluth, Minnesota, I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for my intercessory prayer group and my home group on Wednesdays and Fridays, and that we're still able to meet. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brian. Let's go to Judy in Racine. I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for God's Word, the Bible, for Jesus, and for your station, BCY.
Thank you, Judy, for your call. Let's go to Gloria next in Muskego. I'm praising the Lord for.
That I'm forever blessed with every breath.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call here today from Muskego, Wisconsin. And friends, we encourage your continued calls here as we're taking calls very rapidly, but taking a pause for praise. And this is something that is a testimony to every hearer today. And encourage your participation. Let's go to Roseanne in Salina, Kansas. I'm praising the Lord for.
The planet, the whole world, the creatures, the infinity, and the plant life, everything, all that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Matthew in Minnesota. I'm praising the Lord for.
Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God, the Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places. I'm praising God for salvation.
Amen. That's from Habakkuk, is it not?
Yep, Habakkuk 3:17-19.
Great. Thank you for your call today, Matthew. Let's go next to Tony in Cumberland, Ohio. I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for trusting me with the responsibility of teaching God's holy word through Jesus, and this is something I will do the rest of the days of my life. Amen.
Thank you, Tony. John is next. I'm praising the Lord for. John in Milwaukee.
I'm praising the Lord for his mercy, which endureth forever.
Amen. Thank you, John. Our number here at Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Have a couple open lines here. Let's see. Oh, there they go. Let's go to Tim in Mitchell, South Dakota. I'm praising the Lord for. Hello, Tim. Are you with us, Tim? Okay, we'll Perhaps got disconnected there from Tim, but we will hear from more individuals as you call in. A couple open lines here today on Crosstalk, taking time to praise the Lord. We're calling it Pause for Praise, and we do need to pause from all of the busyness of life, the hectic schedules, but from the issues as well. There's much that is taking place, but folks, our eyes cannot be on these things as an end to themselves. Our eyes must be on the Lord. And this is certainly an exercise in doing that, is it not? To keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith. Let's go back to the lines here. We've got Laura in Milwaukee. I'm praising the Lord for
God's greater eternal purpose, that believers can say, Abba, Father. When we pray.
Great. Thank you, Laura, for your call here today as we pause for praise here during the Crosstalk program. Our next caller is coming in to us here from, this would be the state of Kentucky, and we have Karen calling. Karen, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm praising the Lord today that for salvation and that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Much to be grateful for. Thank you for your call here today on Crosstalk. Let's see, our next caller from Ohio, and Jeannie, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Janie.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I praise in the Lord for his mercies and grace, and he gave an awesome husband after having an abusive one, and I'm so grateful for his grace in giving me a God-fearing husband and all that he has done in this world, and I also praise him for Crosstalk.
Thank you, Jane.
I am homebound, and it's a real blessing. So thank you.
Thank you for your call. Tony in Charleston, Illinois, and praising the Lord for.
I'm just praising the Lord and thankful for radio stations like yours and its amazing grace. We have no less days to sing his praise than when we first began.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate your call. Andreas in Española, New Mexico, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you. I praise the Lord for the days that we're living in, because it tells us that the Lord is close to return. And sometimes it's hard to accept that, but praise the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Becky in West Dallas, I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for second chances and for salvation. I want to thank him each and every day.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Becky. Let's go to Janine in Kentucky. I'm praising the Lord for.
I am praising the Lord for President Donald John Trump, and also praising God for Psalm 60, verse 12, that says, with God we will gain the victory, and he will trample down our enemies. Amen.
Thank you for your call here today. Rich is next in Burlington. I'm praising the Lord for.
In Isaiah, it says God brings beauty from ashes, and I'm just praising the Lord that he makes, even in the death of leaves, things beautiful, and he's given us eyes to see that beauty.
Amen. Thank you for your call here today, Rich. And, oh my, the break is coming upon us. We'll quick take the break. We'll come back to more of your phone calls here on Crosstalk as we pause for praise. Psalm 66:2 says, sing forth the honor of his name, make his praise glorious. And in verse 8, O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. Back in a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Scripture says that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. We're reminded from Genesis that every imagination of the thoughts of man's heart was only evil continually. Christ also spoke of intending wars, ethnic conflicts, spiritual deception, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. It sounds like today's newspaper headlines, yet many people are oblivious to the times in which we are living. In the book, It Could Happen Tomorrow, Dr. Gary Fraser presents future events that will shake the world. He writes of the Great Disappearing, America in Prophecy, the birth of the New World Order, the Islamic invasion of Israel, the Great Deceiver, a global religion, the temple rebuilt, the mark, and the glorious appearing. The book presents both a message of hope to those who know Christ as Savior, as well as a message of warning to those who do not. It Could Happen Tomorrow is available for a donation of $15 or two copies for a donation of $25 by calling VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
Psalm 92:1 says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High." Today we are pausing for praise on Crosstalk and inviting you to call. And just to finish the phrase, today I'm praising the Lord for. Friends, sometimes our hearts are very heavy with all the matters that are going on in the world around us, whether it be the COVID, whether it be that of the shutdowns that are taking place, a heavy election with much back and forth, confirmation hearings coming up, and so on and so forth. But today we're going to encourage one another, pause to praise. Let's go next to Russell calling in from Salina, Kansas. Hi, Russell. I'm praising the Lord for.
Everything that's been expressed so far today, and add to that for Second Chances and for your program. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Russell. Let's go to Peter in Alamo, Texas. I'm praising the Lord for.
Yes, I praise the Lord for Jesus Christ and also for Bibleville Conference Grounds here in Alamo, Texas.
Thank you, Peter, for your call. And by the way, folks, write down our number, because every time you hear somebody hang up, that makes that line available, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Let's go to Surprise, Arizona. Pam, I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for truth, that and someday that the King of all ages is going to rule righteously and in truth.
Amen. Thank you, Pam. Kevin is next in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I'm praising the Lord for.
Yes, no matter how evil this world gets, I praise the Lord that He, Jesus Christ, is still in control and His will be done.
Amen. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks.
Jeff is next, Ashland, Wisconsin. I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. We've got Jessica in Kentucky. I'm praising the Lord for.
His forgiveness.
Amen. Thank you for your call, Jessica. We've got Mary in Portage. I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for the Ten Commandments and the only one that says, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. In the original Ten Commandments, praise the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Let's see. Elizabeth is next in Tennessee. I'm praising the Lord for.
I praise the Lord that He is my wonderful, wonderful Lord and Savior. Thank you. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Psalm 86, verse 12 says, I will praise Thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify Thy name forevermore. That's something more than just Thanksgiving time, folks. It is something that is to be a daily part of our lives, is giving praise to Him. And so that's why we're setting aside this day for just that. Let's go back to the phone lines. Ed in Greenwood, Wisconsin. I'm praising the Lord for.
Hi, I'd like to praise the Lord today for just VCY America and all the wonderful programming they have. And also the father-son retreat that was this past weekend. My son and I had a wonderful time there. And it was just great fellowship with so many like-minded Christian men and young men.
It indeed was a blessing. A blessing. Thank you, Ed. Anna in Plano, Texas. I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for our godly founding fathers, all our veterans who died for us. I'm praising Him for being born in America to a Christian mother, and I praise Christ for His death, burial, and His resurrection.
Amen. That's the good news, the gospel.
Amen.
Let's go to Amanda next in Zanesville, Ohio. I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for our Second Chances, the cross, and that even my disabled son is made in the Lord's image.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Amanda. Let's go to Herman next in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for His amazing grace that saved a wretch like me, like the wonderful hymn.
Amen. Thank you, Herman. Thomas in Pittsburgh, I'm praising the Lord for.
Yes, I would like to praise the Lord for answered prayer and prayer that is yet to be answered.
Thank you, Thomas. We find in Scripture, call unto me, I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not.
Amen.
Thank you for the call from Pittsburgh, Kansas. Now let's go to Pennsylvania. Hi, Ellen, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm praising the Lord for answered prayer and for God's faithfulness. Our son, who's a missionary in Brazil, he and his wife were COVID-19, and last night they were free from quarantine and able to function again in the church. And Deuteronomy 7:9 is one of my favorite verses. Know therefore that the Lord is thy God. He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen. Mason is next. Mauston, Wisconsin, I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for the doctors and the nurses and the physical therapists. After finally 2.5 years, I got knee replacement surgery, and I'm on a full on my full way to recovery. God bless them all.
Amen. Thank you, Mason. And let's see. We're going next to Phoenix, Arizona. John, I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for his creation, the heavens and the earth. My father told me that he believed since he was a child based on God's creation, and I marveled because it took me till I was 49 years old to believe, and ever since then I've thought about his words, and it makes me look at God's creation in a different way.
Amen. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
That was John in Phoenix. Now we're going to Zachary in Phoenix. I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for the good that always works together for those who love him and are called according to his purpose.
Amen. Romans 8:28. Thank you for the call. And then down the road in Tucson, Arizona, we have Nicole calling. Hi, Nicole. I'm praising the Lord for.
I am praising the Lord for all the children that are being found and thanking him for taking the human trafficking ring out of this world.
Thank you, Nicole. Jack in Windsor, Kentucky. I'm praising the Lord for.
Yes, for his long-suffering, his mercy, his grace, and the voice to be able to even praise him. Thanks very much.
Amen. Let's go to Tom next in Milwaukee. I'm praising the Lord for.
Just for being alive.
Amen. We take it for granted, don't we?
Too much.
Yeah. Thank you for your call. We've got Deanna next in Boise, Idaho. I'm praising the Lord for.
Hello. I am praising the Lord today for President Trump's stand for life. And even though it's very much unknown, he has saved thousands of children's lives through the child trafficking rescue. So God bless him, and I'm so grateful and pray that he'll stay in power so we can save babies' lives.
Thank you, Deanna. Let's go to O'Neill in Arizona. I'm praising the Lord for.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. I'm thanking God for his word that gives us the assurance that Jesus Christ is still in control.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you as well. Thank you for your call from Isaiah chapter 9 there. Let's go to Ron next in Coshocton, Ohio. I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for our veterans who protect this country from foreign invasion and give us the freedom to worship God.
Thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
Let's go to Ken next in Farmington, West Virginia. I'm praising the Lord for. Hello, Ken.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm praising the Lord for. I'm sorry, Ken. We got a bad connection. You're cutting out. Let's go to Byron in Portage, Wisconsin. I'm praising the Lord for.
I was crucified with Christ, yet not I, but Christ liveth in my heart. I thank God that he's in my heart.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. That's from Galatians 2, verse 20. Mabel in Tennessee, I'm praising the Lord for. Hello, Mabel.
Yes, I'm praising the Lord for our Bible. The Holy Bible will always show us the way.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call. You know, we see so much changing in the world. I mean, we change textbooks all the time. Science textbooks, history books are always changing. God's Word never changes. God's Word is truth. And we can praise him for that. If you didn't get a chance to write down the number, go ahead and give us, write it down. And as you hear people hang up, that's your opportunity to call 800-733-7255. 9829. To Port Wing, Wisconsin, Tom, I'm praising the Lord for. Hello, Tom. Oh, I'm sorry, I make that Catherine in Stanford, Kentucky. I'm praising the Lord for.
Yes, I'm praising the Lord for still being in control and watching all over all of his people in the whole world. And he's got us in his hands.
Amen.
And protecting us.
Thank you for your call. Let's try Tom now in Port Wing. Hi, Tom. Hello, Tom. Okay, now he's gone. Ken in Farmington, West Virginia. I'm praising the Lord for.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to be back. Praise God for his revelation as we study scripture, and the book of Revelation itself has been so marvelous to me lately. It's really real, and for the encouragement I'm getting right now by listening to all these people, you're never alone in Christ. There's plenty of people who love God and just keep on serving God. That's
Amen.
What I'm for.
Amen. Thank you, Ken. Let's go to Jennifer in Pasco, Washington. I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for my salvation. And I'm praising the Lord for my husband and for my children, for my family, and because God is always good, no matter what is going on around the world, God is always good.
Amen. Thank you. Bobby in Tennessee, I'm praising the Lord for.
For going with me through some fiery trials right now. I praise him. I couldn't make it without him.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Let's go to Daniel in Findlay, Ohio. I'm praising the Lord for.
For the blood of Christ. That we can flee at any time his name.
Amen.
And the devil will flee.
Thank you. Resist the devil. He will flee from you. Let's go to Alice in Arkansas. I'm praising the Lord for.
Oh, I thank the Lord that I know I'm saved because the Spirit has witnessed in my heart. Mm. I have the joy and the peace. I'm almost 75, and I know I can trust Him by His wonderful grace. If I will endure it to the end, I'll get to live with Jesus forever. It doesn't get any better than that. And if people have not prayed and repented of their sins and given their heart and life to God, do it now.
Amen. Thank you, Alice. Thank you for your call. I can still hear Adrian Rogers saying, I know that I know that I know. Let's go to Tennessee next. Barbara, I'm praising the Lord for.
Praising the Lord for God's only begotten Son. Because without his death, burial, and resurrection, there would be no hope for anyone.
Amen. You're exactly right. Thank you. Anna is calling from Michigan. I'm praising the Lord for.
Hi. I'm so thankful for God's difficult to go through, but beautiful work he's working in me, so that even though I don't know it verbatim, I can say the saying, I'm not what I should be, nor what I want to be, but by the grace of God, I'm not what I once was. Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you. Jeff in Appleton, I'm praising the Lord for.
Yeah, that he saved a wretch like me, and that he delivered me, Jim, out of the kingdom of darkness and brought me into the kingdom of the Son of his love. I'm so eternally thankful for that. Thank you, brother.
Thank you for your call here today. And we're up against another break, so we'll take the break and come back to more of your phone calls here, even in the final segment today here on Crosstalk, as we are reminded, even from Psalm 69, verse 30, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Verse 34 then says, let the earth and heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. That's what we're doing today. We're giving a pause for praise. Back in a minute.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Many Americans see what's happening in the street as a single issue. It's not just anarchist, Marxist, agitators, Black Lives Matter protesters, and rioters in the streets. It's highly organized by enemies within and enemies without. It is overwhelmingly documented that Black Lives Matter is tied back to pro-Maoist Chinese groups. It's documented that one of their founders, well, admires greatly the dictator, the Marxist dictator of Venezuela. One of them has been mentored for 10 years, it's reported, by Eric Mann, formerly with the Weather Underground, who, again, praised the Maoist Communist Chinese. Freedom Road Socialist Organization is a Maoist Communist Chinese front group. We have pressure from above with politicians that are Marxist in their worldview, pressure from below at the street level, enemies without and enemies within. It's all leading to a great conflict.
Cause for Praise, our topic here today on Crosstalk, as there is much happening in this world. I know it. I see it. I get the stories that are piling a mile high, all the issues that are going on. But today we're just going to pause and reset our minds, reset our hearts, focus, recalibrate, and keep our eyes on the Lord, even in such troubling times and all the issues that are going on. All throughout Psalm 107, we see this phrase, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." Today, we're giving you that opportunity to simply call and say, and finish the phrase, "Today I'm praising the Lord for." Let's get right back to the lines. And let's see, holding the longest is Brenda in Livingston, Tennessee. "Today I'm praising the Lord for."
"For the mercy he shows us."
Amen. Thank you, Brenda. Marie in Albion, Pennsylvania, "I'm praising the Lord for."
"For finding one of my brothers after 6 years that was put up for adoption." "I praise the Lord for finding Francis."
Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Thank you, Marie. Let's go to Sean in Missouri. "I'm praising the Lord for."
"Yes, I'm calling from my combine today, and I want to praise the Lord for the bountiful harvest. He is truly filling the storehouses and blessing the winter beyond belief."
Amen. My thank you, Sean. Appreciate you calling right from the fields there. Bye-bye now. Micah in Glendale, Arizona, "I'm praising the Lord for."
"I am praising the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for the various trials and tribulations that I will face in my life, because the one that walks with me through the valley of the shadow of death will help me to persevere, and I will bear good fruit because of him."
Thank you, Micah, for your call. Let's go to Glenn in Stratford, Wisconsin, "praising the Lord for."
"I'm praising the Lord for all the temptations that I've had in my life to get through all the trials and always be with me, and knowing it puts a smile on my face and gets me through this world." Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn. Maureen in Phoenix, Arizona, "I'm praising the Lord for."
"I'm praising the Lord for the faithful. There's a song, 'Come thou fount of every blessing. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the Lord I love. And I'm just so grateful for the faithful. They lead the way and keep me where I need to be."
Amen.
And, of course, we praise our Lord first.
Yes. Great. Thank you, Maureen. We've got Brenda in Lafayette, Tennessee. You're on the air.
"I praise the Lord for being saved, and I'm praising him for your radio station and for our president and for not having fear in this time of this bad times we're having." Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brenda, for your call. Beverly is next in Hayward, Wisconsin. "I'm praising the Lord for."
"I'm praising the Lord for a Bible-believing church that preaches God's word."
Amen. Thank you for your call. Let's go next to Robert in Glendale. "I'm praising the Lord for."
"I'm praising the Lord for the salvation of my daughter, Leah, and his marvelous mercy on her. He's recuperated her from heroin addiction to salvation and Bible study and living her life for him now regularly. And I'm also praising the Lord for my wife, who she's at the 3.5-year mark of sobriety. She doesn't drink anymore.
Praise God.
The Lord patiently worked in their lives, and now she's in them both.
Wonderful. Thank you, Robert, for your call. Anna is next in Mount Vernon, Kentucky. Praising the Lord for.
"I'm praising the Lord for all my sisters and brothers. I've heard them there today just praising his name. It's just been real uplifting to me."
Amen. Thank you, Anna. James in Edinburgh, Texas. "I'm praising the Lord for."
"Hi, thank you for taking my call. I wanted to praise God. I want to praise the Lord for the answered prayer that the president is back in business."
Amen. Thank you, James.
Thank you.
Marianne in Kingsport, Tennessee. "I'm praising the Lord for."
"I praise the Lord for the anointing of the Holy Spirit that makes discernment possible for all who seek it. As false teachings are rising, I praise the Lord for the gift of his Spirit."
Amen. Thank you, Marianne. Let's go to Matri calling in from Conneaut, Ohio. "I'm praising the Lord for."
"For our wonderful Lord and Savior that we can always trust because he always takes care of us."
Amen. Thank you so much for your call from Ohio.
Thank you, and for all you do, too. God bless you all.
Bye-bye now. And let's go to Martha in Palmdale, California. I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for his wonderful word and the gift of eternal life.
Amen. Thank you for calling from California.
Amen. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Brenda in Meridian, Ohio. I'm praising the Lord for. Hello, Brenda.
Yes, it's Idaho, Meridian, Idaho.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to thank God for you and for the program and what you do to be strong and to have all the gifts you have on there to make us abreast of things. But I also want to say this. My husband killed himself in front of me in the kitchen here about 8 months ago.
My life
fell apart.
Yeah.
And it's still pretty tough.
Yeah.
But the Christians that surrounded me with love have kept me going. The Rock Harbor Church here in Meridian, Idaho. I want to praise God for being my husband and being so faithful to me and taking care of me and those brothers and sisters. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Brenda, for your call. And we're just going to ask many listeners to continue to keep you in prayer, Brenda. Thank you for calling. Patrick in Salina, Kansas, I'm praising the Lord for.
Yes, I'm praising the Lord for the wonderful brothers and sisters that are calling in today. I'm a truck driver traveling down I-70, and I just want to lead us in a quick chorus. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. Tom, we got you back. Port Wing, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, and I want to praise the Lord for me and everyone else out there, not have thy bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from of God.
Amen. Thank you for that. And we're going to squeeze Mary in from Ashtabula, Ohio. I'm praising the Lord for.
I want to praise the Lord for Leo Tolstoy's, his writings. I just saw his movie, War and Peace, and an excerpt, that just a quick one. The most difficult thing, but an essential one, is to love life, to love it even while one suffers, because life is all, life is God, and to love life means to love God.
Amen. Thank you. I am out of time here on the broadcast. Thank you, Mary, and to all of you. Friends, it's so important that we do this to praise the Lord. As it says in Psalm 104, verse 33, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Make sure that you always in your life pause for praise.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Take Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.